the Bible was not a book to put on somebody's shelf, but a book of life. Not as a flowery wood, but just as a very precise form of explaining what it is. It was a book of life because it gives you instructions that people supposedly obeyed. So when it says thou shalt, it means that you jump and do it. And if it says thou shalt not, it means that you desist and you may be punished harsher or less harsh for not obeying the things, which is true in a different limit about things that are not laws but are, so to say, instructions, moral or religious instructions that still are binding and are important. Because of that comes the interest, the attempt to find out all the meanings, every meaning, as much as possible. If I'm speaking about instructions, there are instructions and instructions. If I'm dealing with a toy, the instructions are not that important. If I'm dealing, for example, with something that is, say, it's a bomb, or a car, then the instructions become very, very much important because I have to deal with them, and I have my understanding of them becomes essential. See, if there is the instruction, there is pull lever A, and I'm not sure where lever A is, I'm sometimes in great danger, and sometimes nothing will happen. So remembering what is the meaning of each term and the interaction of those terms, that is basically what people do when they transmit knowledge, which is done any time and every time. You have written manuals about everything. These written manuals, so many times, are accompanied in real life by somebody that is teaching you, helping you to fill in the gaps between the points. So in a certain way, if one would put it, who is the first sage, as we call reverently sometimes, with those people who are the heroes of the oral law? In a strange way, but basically true, the first of the sages is Moses. Because Moses has to do with his giving of a written law, has to do simultaneously also some kind of explaining what does it mean. So in that sense, he has to explain. He has to put things within any kind of a context from the very beginning. And that goes on. In fact, since those times, there is a time in which the written law is just being written, there is an oral law that is simultaneously operating, and obviously changing all the time because the times are changing, and therefore things have to be explained in a different language, in different forms, using, of course, different comparisons and different parables. Certain things become unknown or not understood. Other things become clearer with the time. But all this changes. That was, incidentally, one of the main reasons why the oral law was kept intentionally and with even religiously as an oral law and not as a written law up to about the end of the second, in fact, almost the beginning of the third century. in the common era. Why? Because the old law, as long as it is not written, as it remains something that is transmitted from one generation to another, means, therefore, that you can always adjust it to the language, to the usage, and to the problems of any particular age. When it is written down, obviously, it gets involved into the same problematic as any kind of a written text, which means it needs on its own commentaries, explanations, a different level of an oral law, so to say, to explain the written oral law of the time. So that is what oral law is all about, Talmud is all about, which is I'm taking the text of the written law and somehow trying to deal with it, to make it alive. In that sense, that is one of the keys to understand the Talmud as a book, because it has a purpose, and of trying to explain in a movement, a stable text. Therefore, the book in itself is in a move. So when it is written down, and it has been written down eventually, when it was written down, it's a kind of freezing of a movement, taking a picture of a dance, freezing a river in the middle of its flow. So you have all the ripples out there, all the half tones still remain there, and that's what makes the book on one way far more fascinating. On the other way, it becomes far more easy, far more hard to get it.